Listen closely. I have a dream that young people would be informed and empowered to make the right decisions about their money. Welcome to Ground Zero, your go-to source for everything finance. Each week, we will bring you insights and analysis on the latest in the world of finance, as well as practical advice on how you can navigate the often complex world of personal finance, from budgeting, savings and investments, credit and debt management. We'll cover it all so you can make the best and informed decisions about your money. Join us as we explore the world of finance and help you build a strong financial foundation for your future. Listen in every Sunday at 14 hours as we swim through the world of personal finance. Welcome to Ground Zero. Welcome home.
Hi everyone, this is Siwe Sisiwe. Hope you're doing great. Welcome to the latest episode of Ground Zero Podcast.
It's another Sunday. Welcome to Ground Zero Podcast. Welcome to Ground Zero Money. Welcome to that podcast that's definitely here for you and your financial information, your personal finance conversations. Welcome to Ground Zero. We love you here. If you are new here, welcome. We love you. We appreciate you. We hope that at the end of each and every episode, you're able to become a better person with the information learned. We hope that you'll be able to be on the better end of making an informed decisions over your money. If you are back again, well, welcome back. It is your host, Enoch Lupikisha, and we're definitely here to definitely unpack a few topics, a lot of topics actually around the issue of finance. Today, as you might have seen around, we are looking at the aspect of opportunity cost of your money. And I'm pretty much sure, as I got a few responses, everyone I know, most of the people I know who have done some sort of economics, they're like, oh, opportunity cost, we know what this is. Unlike those that haven't done some sort of economics, some sort of business related costs, they're like, what's opportunity cost? What's all that kind of a thing related to money? Well, that's what we're here to discuss, so that at the end of this episode, we are on a better end of an informed decision about our money. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode. I hope you really enjoyed it. I hope you became a better person after listening to it. I hope you valued the fact that you are not the nearest person next to you, as such your financial expenses, your financial earnings, your financial knowledge is different all around with the nearest person, your neighbors, people outside the country. You're all different. So you spend differently, you receive money differently, and your earnings are different. They may be the same, but how you definitely value money is different. So that being the case, don't buy something just because someone else is buying it. But in this episode, we're looking at the aspect of opportunity cost. So then, let's get into it. What is opportunity cost? What is opportunity cost, you ask? Opportunity cost is the forgotten chance of an alternative. My job is very simple, to like break down every piece of English to the least, to the what? To just break it down to a point where everyone else is able to understand what I'm talking about. That it doesn't sound too up and above. That it doesn't sound Harvard-ish. So when I say the forgotten chance of an alternative, I'm going to give us a very good example. Excuse me, judging me with a good example. I'm going to give us an example of what an opportunity cost is. And then from there, we'll be able to understand exactly what I mean by the forgotten chance of an alternative. Say in a day of 24 hours, which we are told we do. And in this 24 hours, we can pick 100 apples or 100 bananas. Right? In the same 24 hours. So if you choose to just pick 100 bananas, then your 24 hours will be up, right? If you choose to pick 100 apples, the 24 hours will be up. So opportunity cost is you choosing to pick bananas over apples because of good limited time, right? However, you can choose, you know what? I'm going to pick 50 bananas and 50 apples, right? I'm going to pick 70 bananas and 30 apples. The aspect of you choosing one thing while you let go of the other is what we call opportunity cost, right? If you've got 1 hour that you are free in and you say, Aish, I can either watch a movie or I can go see my friend John. The fact that you've gone to see John over watching a movie explains the concept of English, of opportunity costs, right? The aspect that you've chosen to see John and not watch that movie. You have let go of the movie and the benefit and the value of the movie. You've chosen to pick the benefit and the value of seeing John. That explains the concept of opportunity cost. So that in itself is what we call the foregone chance of an alternative. The foregone chance of an alternative. Interesting enough. Last week on a Friday, my university gave away a car to a student. So they literally brought in the chancellor to give a word. But one thing that literally captured my attention was when the dean of my faculty, the School of Business and Social Sciences, actually said, he quoted some guy, which name I can't pronounce. I don't know whether Tanganoku, India or gender like. And then he mentioned that he that wastes time commits suicide. And then he said one thing after that that literally just caught my attention. He said, every second that goes, you never get it back. Every second, every minute, every hour, every moment that goes, you never get it back. It had me thinking just how many seconds I would have made better decisions if I chose the alternative instead of what I had chosen to do. Then it got me thinking again, it's a kind of same concept with our money. It's the same kind of thing that actually operates with our finances. It's the same aspect with our ngweis, our kwachas, our Benjamins. It's the same thing. So right now, how much money do you have? How much money do you have right now in this moment in time as you're listening to me speak right now? How much money do you have? To some of you, you already have a plan for the expense of that money. To some, you do not have a plan for that money yet. To some, you're just keeping it. But how much money do you have? Where do you want to spend it? Right? Let me just take you back a little bit. Let me just take you back to this example. You have a 5 kwacha on you, right? I want to relate this opportunity cost. You have a 5k on you and you're thinking to yourself, hey, you know what? Let's assume you're a student at school as I am. I'm like, hey, I have a 5 kwacha. Should I buy a mojo or should I buy 5 fritters, right? That I can eat. Yeah? So if I choose to buy fritters, it would mean I've forgotten the chance of me drinking a mojo, right? Because a mojo is like 5k. So even with money, that's the aspect of opportunity cost. As soon as that money is gone, it's gone, right? So I think it was like in November when I was checking my financials after, because I record my expenses, I record my earnings. So I think it was like the 21st of November or something. And then I started checking, like, let me just see where I spent my money. And they're like, you know, like, wait, I spent money on this. So that money is never coming back. Like, I spent money on this. I was like, you know, this is really bad. Don't spend money on this again. All of that just speaks to the aspect of opportunity cost. So the question is, where best would you place your money? If you're a young person and you want to get the better value of your money, where would you place your money based? Do you know how we make financial decisions, yeah? We spend money while we see value. This is why when a manufacturer or a producer, they're producing a product or a service, they speak to the value that it communicates to you. It may be a shoe that they tag it as Nike, and because it's Nike, they add a few bucks on top. You feel it has more value, you put it on. You spend more on a Nike than you would spend on a Puma, right? So the same, when we're spending money, we spend money based on value. If anything, in economics, we are taught that those who buy stuff, those who are on the demand side of the economy, those who buy products, they buy things based on the value the product gives them, right? This is why you should be willing and able to buy something for you to afford it. For example, I'm only buying bundles for a month because I've seen the value it's bringing me for a month. I'm buying a shoe for $250 because I saw the value of me buying that shoe at $250. There's some who buy shoes at $750, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. There's some would buy perfume for $10,000. And there's some who buy perfume for 40 kwacha, 50 kwacha, 60 kwacha, 80 kwacha, 90 kwacha, name it. Different kinds. You may buy perfume for 10,000 maybe because you want to say, hey, this perfume is worth 10,000 and it's the one I'm wearing, or it smells better, or it lasts longer, right? So there are all these things that you may look at to try and determine exactly what value you want to get out of a product as you spend on it. But the question is, as you spend your money, where is it's supposed to be best place for you to get the better value. That's the concept of opportunity cost. That's what you must look at when you try and understand or evaluate the concept of opportunity cost with your money, with your dough, with your Benjamin. The reason you must definitely pay attention to the aspect of spending money wisely, looking at the alternative where you can spend the money in, is because life as it stands is not a game, especially with your money, right? There's a very big difference between someone who has a ton of money and someone who is barely getting by. As such, these two people are distinct in nature. So the person who's barely getting by should literally put in practice the concept of opportunity cost and weigh both options before they spend. And here is why. If I have $1 million right now and I'm literally playing, if I have $1 million and the person next to me literally has, say for example, 500 kwacha, and both of us are playing bola, what's this thing called? I don't bet, for example. Not that it's a problem, I just don't, I'm just not into it. I don't play soccer, I'm not a sports person. Say I have $1 million, right? $1 million is way too much, but it's too little to Jesus Christ. Anyway, my point being, say for example, I have $1 million and the next person to me, who is a friend of mine, has got 1,000 kwacha. Enoch is a rich guy. Enoch has got businesses, investments. Enoch is well doing. Enoch can afford to lose $1 million. A friend of mine, figure X, is barely getting by, 5 children, hasn't paid rent, is in debt, and has a 1,000. And both of us want to play, I want to bet money on a soccer game. Do you really think it's wise for the other person to bet money on a soccer game compared to me who can lose it? I can lose 1,000 kwacha, I don't know, 100 times, and I still have more money to lose, and it won't hurt me. It won't affect my decisions in life. It won't affect how I'll think afterwards, how I'll react out afterwards. It won't affect me. But if that guy places one bet and he loses, even when he loses, he'll be much more in debt. He will be stressed. He will be all over the place. His 5 children need to go to school. They need to be fed and all these other things. And there's me just living my life. I just lost $1 million. I don't even care about it because I can afford to lose it. Hell, I'll even make it in the next minute, right? Point being, you should always see where to better place your money, where to better place that smallest ngwe, right? This is me organizing for a seminar, and we're moving about just buying some stuff with my dean for the faculty, and we're just buying some stuff, random stuff, to ensure that the place is properly put, decorated and stuff like that. So we go to 2 shops, both of them being Chinese shops. I mean, I'll say them right here. The first one was Cheers, and the other one was Home Choice. So he notices that there's a 2% difference in pricing for a product between Cheers and Home Choice. And he's like, you know what? They are cheaper here. We should have bought here, right? Then in my head, I'm like, this is a 2% difference. And then he goes on and says, ish, do you know why I said we should buy here? Because no one is going to freely give you a 2% for no reason. I'm like, what? And that's absolutely true. Like, no one would just wake up and say, here's a 2% for every bad decision that you make. They're going to give you money, 2%, 1%, 3%, 4%, 5%. No one will do that. Like, no one exactly does that around the place. As such, even when you are buying something, I now understand why it's key and it's important to move from here 5 minutes just to go buy something that's 2% cheaper compared to something that's 2% much more expensive, because that 2% can be placed elsewhere for me to get better value. I hope I'm communicating to someone right here, because opportunity cost with your money is something that's very essential. 2 kwachas, 1 kwachas may not look like something that's exactly valuable today and now, but if you were to do some quick mathematics, if every day for 1 year you are buying things that are a little bit above 1 kwacha than where you can get them elsewhere, which say are 1 kwacha less, it means at the end of a year you would have lost 365 kwacha, right? That amount of money can buy you a shoe, some shoes. That amount of money can buy you something else. That amount of money can do you better good here, there, I don't know, pay down some debts, I don't know, get you some food, get you some airtime, get you some bundles, make your life better, make you much more efficient, buy you a shirt, buy you trousers, buy you some pair of stockings, buy you a boxer or something. The concept of opportunity cost is real, even with your money and as you spend it. And as such, as young people, we should pay particular attention to it. Else we're definitely going to lose it. We're definitely going to lose it. It is of no point. These are my thoughts and values. It is of no point for you as a young person to recklessly spend money in the name of just giving yourself a feeling of something when you know you're in a financial crisis, when you know that you're not exactly settled, you're not exactly stable. I see no value in that personally as an individual, right? So I just feel we as young people must pay particular attention to this. Whenever you're about to spend money, whenever you're about to spend any sum of money, whenever you feel like, think about it. Think about where you're coming from. Think about the responsibilities that are on your head. Think about where you want to go first. And then weigh yourself. This 10 kwacha that I have that I want to give someone's daughter, where can I better place it for me to get the better value, right? Where can I best put it for me to get the better value? And maybe, I think I had a conversation or something with someone saying, I think this episode should literally cover Valentine's and stuff. But my heart was not beating towards Valentine's because I'm just not a Valentine's person. That being the case, please, whenever you're spending money, whenever you want to spend money on something, think about the better value. Think about where am I going to get better value if I place this money there? That's just the whole thing. I've been in Lusaka for, I don't know, this is the longest time I've been in Lusaka without going home. Because I think at some point I go to a point where I'm like, you know what, I can use this money as transport and go back home. Or I can just stay here and buy more food. I'm like, I'm staying here and buying more food. Where are you placing that money to get better value? That's just the thing. So please weigh your options. Don't just spend anyhow. Don't be that guy. Don't be that girl who just has money and spends what they see need, what they see fit. Sit down, breathe, understand. Okay, there's option A, there's option B. Option A gives me this value. Option B gives me this value. Where am I placing my money? Where am I placing my money for me to get the better value and that my life becomes better after this? Because what you don't want is to spend money. And after you realize this, how much you've spent in a month, you're like, oh, I've made bad decisions. Trust me, I've been in that place before. I'm like, okay, let me look at my financials, how much I've earned, how much I've spent. And I look at, okay, where have I spent more? Have I spent more on things that can bring me more money or things that can grow me in value or things that I've just wasted my time and they're just once? You don't want to be in that space. So all these are financial lessons that you must learn from each and every time. So my message to you, my message from Ground Zero Money, from Ground Zero Podcast today is, please, as you spend your money, as you try and put your money aside for something, as you try to do anything with your money, focus on opportunity cost. Where can you better place the money for you to get better value? This is me recording my podcast and then Clinton just walks in. But that being the case, I was literally concluding the podcast. So I'll have to say this at the end of all this. Please, as a young person, know that you've got responsibilities. Know that your life is definitely in your hands. As such, your growth in your life is dependent on you. Know that your growth is dependent on how committed you are towards your finances, on how committed you are towards your own life, on how committed you are towards growing yourself. That being the case, I appreciate you listening to this episode on Ground Zero Podcast. I appreciate you visiting here. I appreciate you coming here. Please, this is the podcast for you to learn all your finance, your personal finance decision information. We're definitely here. Every Sunday, I'm releasing a new episode. So please be available to listen. Please share this to as many people as you can that we definitely have for those conversations that we need to have. It has been Enoch, and thank you so much. See you. Let's talk on Sunday for the next episode.
Hello guys, it's your boy Clinton. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Looking forward to share with you more on the coming episode.
Listen closely. I have a dream that young people would be informed and empowered to make the right decisions about their money. Welcome to Ground Zero, your go-to source for everything finance. Each week, we will bring you insights and analysis on the latest in the world of finance, as well as practical advice on how you can navigate the often complex world of personal finance, from budgeting, savings and investments, credit and debt management. We'll cover it all so you can make the best and informed decisions about your money. Join us as we explore the world of finance and help you build a strong financial foundation for your future. Listen in every Sunday at 14 hours as we swim through the world of personal finance. Welcome to Ground Zero. Welcome home.